Michael Giddens, Alex Bauman in studios with me. And where are we going, Bauman?
We didn't do this at the beginning of the season, but we got to talk about the NBA and make our, I guess, early season predictions.
Do we have to?
We have to, David, even though your Celtics are struggling.
Right now. Trade deadline.
The Kings are doing great.
Way away.
The Kings are fantastic.
Yeah, they're about as good as the Indiana Pacers.
Better.
That's not saying a lot.
David could do better than the Indiana Pacers.
I could drop kick him more than they could. All right, let's go.
Doing MVP picks first?
Okay. I don't want to go first. I always go first.
You're first.
No, I don't want to go first.
You get the pick on this one. You're the one that knows. All right, I'll tell you what. Alex, go first. You go second. I'll go third. How about that?
Default answer, Nikola Jokic, averaging a 30, almost 30-point triple-double.
I mean, he probably should just win MVP as long as he's currently playing.
Yeah.
So you're Jokic.
It's hard to go away from a 30-point triple-double.
All right, Giddens.
As an average.
Step out there, Giddens.
Russell West. No, I'm just kidding. Let's
stepping out there, all right.
Let's go, I don't really see it statistically right now, but give me Victor Wembanyama.
Not a bad pick. You know, just for shoots and laughs here, I saw an interview with Michael Jordan, and they asked to pick his all-time starting five with him being one of them. Do you know who the other four people he said he wanted on his team?
The four he won the NBA championships with?
No.
Who?
We're talking of all generations.
Who?
His other four were Kobe Bryant, Steph Curry, and him being guards. And the two power forwards without a center would be Kevin Durant and Victor Wembanyama.
Not bad.
That's not bad.
Not bad. Not lots bad. Of scoring there.
Yeah,
lots.
Yeah. He wants big men to be able to score, and that's all right. All right, so he's going Victor. I'm going to go a little different here. Now, this is for MVP.
Yeah, MVP.
I still think Shane SGA is really good, but I think he's going to start getting some calls go against him in the way that he plays. I'm going to go the Greek Freak again.
The Greek Freak.
The Greek Freak.
Yep.
Before we get to the sleeper team, is there a player that you think could be under the radar?
Oh, yeah.
That could surprise a lot of people at the end of the year.
Yeah.
As well as they're playing.
I think as well as he's playing right now, he wouldn't just be rookie of the year. He's going to have NBA MVP credentials near the end. That's Edgecombe with how he started. Of course, I don't think he'll be able to keep it up, but he's looking like the shoe-in for rookie of the year over Cooper Flagg right now.
What about you?
I would say Keontae George for the Utah Jazz. He's had some pretty good games, a good second option to Lauri Markkanen. Now, do I think the Utah Jazz are going to win the NBA Finals? No. But he's a good piece for that roster that has really kind of formed itself through the draft.
I really don't know in this aspect enough to say somebody in general, but I'm looking at some folks that, that you don't normally think of. I don't know. I give me a pass on this one for a few minutes.
Two other ones I'd throw in there is Josh Giddey and Cade Cunningham.
Yeah, Cade Cunningham, second best team in the NBA.
As of now, Detroit leading the Eastern Conference. And Giddey at one point was averaging a triple-double. I think it's dropped off now. He had the Bulls rolling at one point. We saw that from Detroit last year, but I was really surprised at how well the Bulls have started the season.
Next up, your sleeper teams. David had an awesome sleeper team last year in the New Orleans Pelicans.
Okay.
They slept the whole season. They never woke up.
It's okay. You had a sleeper team, too. You didn't just pick them as your sleeper. You picked them as your favorite. The damn king.
Hey, Gerald Wallace represent.
Hey. No, don't go there with my man G-Dub.
Hey, that's where he started.
And that's the only reason they've ever been good.
Chris Webber and Mike Bibby didn't have anything to do with that?
No, he was there with them. I'm just saying that's the only time they were ever good. Ever. EVER, ever.
White chocolate?
No, come on. All right. So, sleeper team. Bauman, you're first.
I'll go the Portland Trailblazers.
ESPN analytics picked them to win the NBA Cup.
That's crazy.
The NBA Cup.
Their head coach under investigation with the FBI for gambling.
He can't get away from soccer enough that it's the NBA Cup.
That's the NBA Cup.
No, there's no such thing as the NBA Championship,
what's he talking about? NBA Cup's been around for 3 years
now. It's not a cup. It's a trophy. That's why they call it a championship, you doofus.
What do they call it, Alex?
The NBA Cup.
Thank you.
No,
there's actually a sponsor now. I think it's the Emirates NBA Cup.
No, y'all are wrong.
But the Trailblazers have a good combination of young players and some veteran leadership with Drew Holiday and Jeremy Grant. But Denny Avdija, Shaedon Sharpe, Scoot Henderson, Tumani Kamara, really good lineup they got in Portland. Their head coach is Tiago Splitter.
Who's your sleeper
team?
Can
I still pick the Bulls? Because I was sleeping on them in the preseason.
And then they're still asleep.
I mean, the Eastern Conference is really interesting right now because you got Detroit first, but Milwaukee's only 5 games back of them, and they're in 11th. So it's really compact besides the bottom 4 in the East.
The usual bottom 4.
Yeah, Charlotte, Brooklyn, Washington, and not exactly the usual bottom 4.
No, usually outside of the past couple of seasons.
Yeah,
Who's in the bottom 4?
The Pacers are the bottom 1.
Thank you. And what's their record?
1-13.
All right, my sleeper team is the Everton Toffees. They're still sleeping.
So you talk about the NBA Cup and talking about soccer too much, and then you talk about Everton.
Yeah, it's because they're terrible. Now, my sleeper team, I'm going to say the Philadelphia 76ers.
Joel Embiid has no knees. His knees are
negative
shot.
Negative knees.
I believe they make some serious moves before the trade deadline.
He goes to the Derrick Rose physical therapy for knees.
I think Giddens could jump higher than Joel Embiid could right now.
He couldn't score at will, though.
I don't know. Joel Embiid don't jump.
Angel Reese would slap him silly.
I'm talking about Joel Embiid.
I'm talking about Giddens.
You think I got a better chance of scoring on Joel Embiid than Angel Reese?
He moves. He has no lateral movement.
Joel Embiid could block your shot standing flat-footed.
I got way less of a chance against Joel Embiid than
I don't
Angel
know.
Reese.
I think you have a better chance against Joel Embiid.
You got a better
chance. I can score on James Harden, though.
You got a better chance against Pee-wee Herman.
Just flop.
Pee-wee Herman's the only one you got a chance against in this game. Let's go.
Currently sitting here right now, I just fouled SGA.
He pushed off to get it. All right, so what's our championship team
now? Yeah, we're
going
to pick our championship team and finals winner, which I'm sure will be all wrong because our college football playoff picks are not even close.
Texas was our last hope, and we lost them. We lost Penn State and Clemson a long time ago.
Those are the only 3 teams we had in it.
That's the only 3. We had a mixture. All of us had a mixture.
Who are y'all talking about? We.
All 3 of us had a mixture of Texas, Penn State, and Clemson, and we've lost them all.
For what? The final game? Is that
the national championship game? Okay.
So, take this with a grain of salt.
Yeah, don't listen to us, audience.
There's a reason. Listen to our picks tomorrow. Listen,
there's a reason that Las Vegas has not called any one of the 3 of us unless there's a buffet out there that Giddens has got to go.
I don't know.
To.
I called the Brian Kelly. And I almost called the Iowa game.
Yeah. Almost.
Yeah. Almost.
Almost only counts in horseshoes and hangers.
I called the Oregon State Washington State game. I know that was a big one everybody cared about.
You almost called it?
I did call it.
Yeah, he called it. He bet on the 1-7?
Yeah.
That's like 2 daisies floating in the wind. Who gives a crap? Let's go.
So who's going to go first in their championship?
I think Giddens should go first.
Giddens is go. No, we're going to stay in this order. It's Bauman, Giddens, and me. I'll give the youth of today the chance to hang themselves before I do. Bauman, you're first. Who's your team to win it all? Have we got to name the 2 teams from each conference?
Yeah, 2 teams from each. They're 1 team for each conference.
All right. What conference is Madrid in?
What?
I'm just kidding. Go ahead, Bauman.
Out of the Western Conference, I'm going to take the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Bold.
Oh, that's stepping way out there.
But they're playing so well without their second best player in Jalen Williams, J-Dub. They're still figuring it out. They're having to play 2-way contract players almost every game because they're lacking so many players due to injury, and they're still the best team in the NBA.
That's bold.
Right, on a limb there with Giddens.
So who you in the East with?
Giddens mentioned it. It's such a wacky conference. There's not a lot of separation outside of the Pistons being one. And I'm not going to take the Pistons to make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. They don't have the legs for it. I'll say the Cleveland Cavaliers, another team that's in the tops of the Eastern Conference dealing with injuries. Darius Garland hasn't played that many games. Donovan Mitchell's been in and out of the lineup along with Evan Mobley. And they're still playing some pretty good basketball. If they're able to get healthy like the Oklahoma City Thunder, they'll be a force to be reckoned with in the Eastern Conference.
All right, you're up.
Wait, who's winning it?
The Thunder repeat.
Thunder repeat. All right. I feel like it's too easy to pick the Thunder, so I'm just going to pick something different for fun.
Please don't take my team. Take the Kings.
Take the Kings?
Yeah, take the Kings.
My guess is...
I will make your next mortgage payment if the Kings make it to the finals and win the championship.
I'll make sure to clip this, Giddens.
Yeah, please do. Please do. They will not make it, so I don't have to worry about him making that payment.
Okay.
But please clip it. Just in the off chance, the dumb and dumber, so you're saying there's a chance that it happens. I'm going to go in the Western Conference with a team that's right there with Oklahoma City recently in their current form. I'm going to go with the Houston Rockets.
Not a bad pick.
Don't have a point guard.
Yeah, no Fred Van Vliet.
And Reed Shepard's terrible.
Yeah, but they do have a lot of other pieces there, and I think they lost their I'm not going to call him a bad player, but just not a very clutch player in Jalen Green. So I'll go with the Rockets. KD got a little magic left in him still. And Jabari Green learns from him and becomes Durant 2.0.
Jabari
who?
Jabari Smith.
Jabari Green.
Oh, he's green.
Who is Jabari Green? There's probably a Jabari Green out there somewhere. So
there's a Javonte Green.
Yeah. Jabari Smith.
All right, so you're going Houston?
Houston in the West. In the East? That's really tough.
Our show, Giddens.
I'm going to go with the Knicks.
He took
Jalen Brunson.
Took my thunder.
Head coach is Mike Brown.
Hey.
He coached the Kings.
A blind nut finds a squirrel sometimes. All right.
Wow.
So, Knicks and Rockets. And give me the Knicks to lift the NBA championship. See, Dave,
he has to pick the Sacramento Kings at some point.
Yeah.
Because they had the former Sacramento Kings head coach.
The Knicks, NBA champions. Not NBA Cup champions, NBA champions.
Thank you for taking that cup.
So do the Kings get a ring because Mike Brown won?
Yeah, and I think I should get a ring too.
You get an onion ring.
Or a ring pop. Rings.
All right. I'm not going to go into much discussion about this. I'll just throw them out there. In my East, the Atlanta Hawks. No, I'm just kidding. Don't put me down for that. Go Braves and take the Hawks and the Falcons with you. All right.
Why won't you pick the Hawks? They're sixth right now.
I don't care if they're first. They're never winning. All right.
Without Dominique, they aren't.
In the East, I'm going to stay with... Yeah, you know what? I don't know. I'm just going to throw one out there, okay? What about I'm going to kind of piggyback off of Bauman. I think the Cleveland Cavaliers will make it in the East, but they will not win it. The Western team wins it again. It will not be the Oklahoma City Thunder. It will be the Denver Nuggets.
Pretty good. Pretty good pick.
The Cavs do have probably one of the better lineups to stop Jokic, though.
And young. They're very young.
Yeah, the Cavs have Allen and Mobley to throw at Nikola Jokic, whereas a team like the Thunder do have Holmgren and Hartenstein, but I think the Cavs have a better lineup for that.